These children of Israel, these individuals who've reached the point of demonstrating the clear understanding of their real body, may be thought of as men by others, but to themselves, they must be seeing themselves as representatives of soul. They have wrestled with error, sin, sickness, death, the five material senses in all their forms, and have accepted the government of divine science in place of them. This is something that we must strive to do daily if we really want to make the journey. We need to ask ourselves, do I see myself today as a representative of soul? Or am I indulging in the false concept that I have a material body and a mortal personality? And am I letting this false concept keep me from seeing my true being? Am I spiritual or am I not? If I'm spiritual now, can I be conscious of something inharmonious in my life? Where can there be a material body calling itself me that can be sick or have aches and pains and die? Mrs. Eddy says, Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave by knowing that he had never died. Since Lazarus had always been a form of soul, and Jesus understood and saw him in this way, this was possible. Jesus must have seen himself in that state for him to make his own demonstration and step forth from the tomb. He must have stayed conscious of being a representative of soul, at one with soul, and the steadfast holding onto his true identity would then have freed him and enabled him to step forth as the living representative that he had always been. It was that steadfast holding that would enable this to happen. He had never been in a material body. He knew it, and he proved it. This achievement was so perfect in its demonstration that it left no impressionable or active recall in his consciousness of the event. When Jesus walked along the road to Emmaus with two of his disciples after he had risen from the tomb, and he asked why they were sad, one said, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which have come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? What things? The things they were referring to were the events of his own crucifixion and resurrection. Even though he was still knowledgeable of the prophecy concerning his career, the actual events that he seemingly experienced would have had to leave his thoughts for him to have overcome the effects. Where he was in thought as a form of soul after he rose from the tomb, he was conscious only of the continuous presence of harmony and perfection and of being surrounded by God, who expressed his loving care for him moment by moment. And you remember how careful he was not to let Mary touch him and take the chance that this might pull him down from the spiritual heights he was gaining. He said, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. And so I ask myself, where am I living? What am I conscious of? How clearly am I seeing myself as a form of soul? How often do I think of other personalities? Am I really willing to admit that I am purely an expression of soul in an individual form, reflecting God's mind and surrounded by other expressions of his mind? If I will do this, and to the degree that I do, I find that right here in my present experience, I know a semblance of heaven. If I will continue to do this, I know that eventually that harmonious spiritual state that I sense will be mine to experience continuously and completely. Everybody must accomplish this. Spirit demands it of us. This is why Jesus was appointed the way shower. This is the reason for God unfolding to Mrs. Eddy all the concepts of divine science. Not as some may believe, just to make life in this experience more pleasant, but to show us that each of us can rise out of this false sense of existence to our permanent state as a heavenly form of soul. Thank you.